谢上帝
，Praise God！
愿上帝赐福给我们
，May God bless us！
我们上个礼拜已经在这里讲了罗马书第十二章
，Last week we have started also in Romans chapter 12。
开始第十二章
，And we began on chapter 12。
现在我们大家再打开第十二章来
，Now we want to open again to chapter 12。
罗马书第十二章
，Romans chapter 12。
我们要再读第一、第二节。
We are going to read verses 1 and 2 again.
翻到了一同开声来读。
We are going to read together.
罗马书第十二章。
Romans 12,
第二节。
Verses 1 and 2.
一、二、三。所以弟兄们，我以上帝的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是上帝所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们察验何为上帝的善良、寻前可喜悦这旨意。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们察验何为上帝善良、寻前可喜悦的旨意。我们再次低头祷告。
Let's pray。
主，我们恭敬把今日晚上的聚会交托给你，是你用你的恩、你的爱吸引我们。求你用你大能的圣手托住我们，用主你至圣的灵光照我们。主，用你活泼的圣言、至圣的真道来建造我们，使我们明白你的真理，使我们体会你的心意。我们心里的深处就对主的主啊，我愿意跟随你，我愿意被你所改变。我愿你走在你的道路中间，愿主你除去撒旦的作为，吩咐他以及他恶者一切的这个差使，远远离开这个地方，因为他在你里面原是毫无所有。求主你把你的得胜、把你丰盛的奥秘赐下来，使我们因你所赐的真理，我们的信仰有根有基，我们的对真理的认识能够更丰盛、更正确，直到你自己喜悦的地步。感谢赞美，奉主耶稣基督得胜的尊名求你，阿们。上个礼拜我们提到了，当我们明白万有都是等于他，依靠他，也归向他之后，
Last week we mentioned it, after we understood that all things are from him, through him, and to him,
我们才真正明白为什么要奉献。
Then only we can truly understand why is that we must make offering.
因为这一些被献在神面前。
Because all these things was offered to God.
本来不是我们的。
Actually, it does not belong to us.
本来是神自己的。
It is God's.
是因为它是神主权里面所拥有的。
Because it is what possessed by God in His sovereignty.
所以神应当有权柄的做管制这些。
So then God also had a sovereignty to be in control of all these things.
有谁先把自己一切给上帝，
Who has first given all that has to God，
然后叫他偿还，
And so God wants to repay us。
没有这样的事。
No，
有谁把上帝所没有的给上帝？
Is there anyone who has given what God doesn't have？
增加上帝的丰盛，
To increase the abundance of God。
没有这样的事。
No，
我们所献上的一切，
What that we offered，
本来就是从他的，
It actually comes from him。
那现在归回给他，
Now it's returned back to him。
为什么归回给他？
Why return back to him？
因为应当归回给他。
Because it must be so。
因为主有绝对的权柄享有一切。
Because it is God who has the absolute sovereignty to enjoy all these things。
万有既是奔赴他、依靠他、归于他。
Since all things are from him, through him, and to him，
我们就应当把一切的荣耀归给他。
Then we must give all glory to him，
直到永永远远。 Amen。
So forever and evermore, Amen。
因为我们的神不需要透过我们才得着荣耀。
Because our God, it need not that through us that he be glorified。
在没有人把任何荣耀归给神以前，神的荣耀是绝对完全。
Even before anyone glorify God, God's own glory is perfect。
哎，这位完全荣耀的神
，This is a perfectly glorious God。
吩咐我们把荣耀归给他。
He has commanded that we glorify him。
乃是要我们可以有正确的使用
，so that we can have the right use of things。
使我们不误用一切的恩典
，so that we're not misuse the grace of God。
使我们可以正用在神的国度里
，so that we can rightfully use them in the kingdom of God。
当神吩咐我们这么做的时候
，when God has commanded us to do such，
给我们权柄达到我们生命最高的可能性 达到最高的价值.
It is only by God has given this power so they can reach the highest value and also the use of things.
啊, 这位神绝对不把荣耀归给假神.
So God do not want us to give the glory to false God.
因为假神不配得做荣耀.
Because false gods are not deserving of glory.
所以当我们把自己的道理完全思想明白以后,
So when we fully understand all these things,
我们就把我们献给上帝.
Then we offer ourselves to God.
然后这里的 完全不是勉强的,
so all this totally offering is not the compelled offering.
慈悲的劝勉,
it is only but urging by the mercy of God.
所以保罗说弟兄们,
so this Paul said, my brothers,
他不是为对外邦人讲,
he is not telling the Gentiles,
他不是对那些没有受过救恩的经验的人讲,
not to those who have not experienced the salvation,
他是对弟兄们讲,
but to the brothers,
同为弟兄的人,
and those who are brothers,
我们一同蒙耶稣救赎的,
that we are being saved by Christ Jesus,
一同的称义的赦罪的新生命,
together we are justified with a new life,
我们的主里面是弟兄,
so in Christ we are brothers,
所以这个 宇宙中间最大的这个家庭，最大的弟兄关系，最大的父子关系。
So this greatest family, this greatest relationship of heart, this are brothers and also the father and son in the universe.
The greatest brotherhood, the greatest fatherhood in the universe is the body of Jesus Christ.
就借助耶稣基督的这个身体，我们成为以这类最大的这个父子的关系和弟兄姐妹的关系。那么，这个父亲呢，用上帝的慈悲劝你们。 And then only by the mercy of God, He urged us.
不是用上帝的命令来强迫你们。
Not by the commandment of God that He forced us.
乃是用上帝的慈悲劝你们。
But by His mercy, He urged us.
将我们的心, 因为受过神的慈爱, 我们深受感动, 我们就主动地
So then by the mercy of God, our hearts are touched by God and we offer ourselves willingly. And our body we
offer.
Then the body becomes a tool and instrument whereby we offer ourselves to God.
是谁把身体献上的?
Who offered this body?
是我把身体献上的。
I offer it.
我是主体。
I am the subjectivity.
身体是客体。
And this, my body is the objective.
我把我的身体献给上帝。
I offer my body to God.
那将我应当是作为我身体的主人。
Then I must be the master of my body.
那就把我的身体献给上帝。
Then I offer my body to God.
但是当我把 我的心灵也献给上帝的时候,
but when I offer also my spirit to God,
我又是另外一个主体,
then I am another subjectivity.
主啊, 我把这个东西献给,
God, I offer this thing to you.
因为这个东西是我的,
because this thing belongs to me.
我现在献给,
now I offer to you.
但这一节说这个东西是你的,
but then this first day that this belongs to you.
所以我把我的这一些你所赐的东西献给,
so this thing that you have given to me, I offer to you.
当我把我的心献给神的时候,
so when I offer my heart to God,
我是我心的主人,
I am the master of my heart.
把我把我的身体献给主人,
when I offer my body to God,
我是我身体的主人,
I am the master of my body.
那我的身体, 我的心是不是我呢?
So my body and my spirit is me.
是我的心,
yeah, it's my heart.
是我的身体,
it's my spirit.
那么这个我是谁呢?
Then who is the I?
这个我跟我的心一样不一样,
this I and my heart isn't the same.
这个我跟我的身体不一样,
this I and my body is the same.
这个我如果没有心灵没有身体, 这个我还是一个我吗?
If this I without the body, without the spirit, is it the I?
我之所以是我, 就是因为我有一个心灵, 有一个身体吧。
I am I because I have a body, I have a spirit.
那我的身体跟我的心灵 就组成了这个我。
So then, I, my body and my spirit becomes a body.
那么这个我就把我献给上帝。
So this I offer I to God.
那个献自己给上帝, 那个我是怎样的我。
So this I will offer himself to God. What kind of I is that?
这是新生命的生活。
This is the new life living.
我得救以后,
after I've been saved,
我知道这个我是从神的救赎所产生的。
I know this I is produced through the salvation of God.
是圣灵重生以后那个新我。
That is the I who have been regenerated.
新我讨神的心。
So the new I want to please God.
新我顺服主的旨意。
The new I want to submit to the will of God.
新我的我喜爱主的道。
The new I is pleasing of the word of God.
所以就把我这一个身体交给上帝。
So then this I offer this body to God.
把我的心思意念也交给上帝。
And also my body. body and my heart, my mind to God.
这里给我们看见身体的献上。
Here we see that the sacrifice of the body
就是一种侍奉。
It is a service.
你接下去保罗说，你们如此侍奉是理所当然。
Because Paul here said that your service is only but reasonable.
所以基督徒侍奉的开始就是把自己的身体献上当作活祭。
So the beginning of Christian service is that the first one, the body, our of our body as a living sacrifice.
我们推到旧约的观念来看。
So when they come to the Old Testament concept,
祭司献祭的时候
，the priest when they make offering
是一个侍奉。
It is a service.
所以当他正在侍奉上帝的时候
，so when it is ministering to God,
是把祭品献上。
It is the sacrifice which been offered.
而且祭品本来是活的。
The sacrifice actually was alive.
为了这个上帝就先杀死。
Because when you offer to God, he was killed.
所以就把活的杀死，变成一个死祭献给上帝。
So the living is killed, become a dead offering and given to God.
这死祭什么意思呢
？So this sacrifice, what do you mean?
就是这个祭物已经没有自己的生命了。
Which means this one, our sacrifice doesn't have its own life.
这个祭物已经没有自己的自由了。
It doesn't have its own freedom.
这个祭物现在已经停止了它生命一切的活动。
The sacrifice ceases all its own activity.
现在被宰杀了。
Killed,
流了血
and shed blood,
生命已经结束了
the life is ended,
就剩下一个死的身体
Now with a cup,
他完全没有办法照自己的意思有任何身体上的行动
and it cannot be conscious of what kind of activity it can have in itself
所以祭司就把这个已经死了的祭牲的身体献上
So then this priest with this dead body make a sacrifice to God
所以这个祭物完全没有自由逃避自己
So then this sacrifice doesn't have freedom to escape from this offering
完全再没有主动的行为
And without a self-activated activity
整个都在祭司的侍奉中间被决定
All of it is being decided in that process of sacrifice
那么祭司在侍奉
So the priest is making the minister
这个侍奉叫做献祭
And that service is called sacrifice
新的祭叫做祭物
and that sacrifice is called the sacrifice.
那么到新约的时候
so when it comes to New Testament,
我们上个礼拜已经讲了这个死祭结束了
last week say that this dead sacrifice is end
新约里面没有死祭
the New Testament never talk about dead sacrifice
所以保罗这里讲献活祭
so Paul is talking about the living sacrifice
那么为什么献活祭呢
why making living sacrifice
活祭什么时候开始的
where starts this living sacrifice
活祭是以基督一同死一同活以后才开始
Living sacrifice begins after we die and resurrected with Christ
旧约的祭品都是死了
All the sacrifices in the Old Testament are dead
旧约里面的祭品都没有一死了以后再复活的事情
And all the sacrifices of the Old Testament never resurrect
唯一一次的祭物是没有死所以继续活下去
And but the only sacrifice that was not dead but continued to live
那是亚伯拉罕献以撒的时候
Abraham when he offered Isaac
以撒没有死
Isaac did not die
所以以撒以后就活下去
So then he continued to live
但是以撒没有死
Isaac he did not die
所以以撒从来不是一个死祭
So he has never been a dead sacrifice
所有的动物牛羊斑鸠畜鸽等等
But all the animals have been offered
他们献的时候都变成死祭了
They became a dead sacrifice
耶稣基督到世界上来
When Christ Jesus came to the earth
他自己是祭司
He himself is a priest
他是祭物
He's a sacrifice
他是献祭人
And he's the one who makes a sacrifice
他是为我们死的牺牲品
For our sake he became a sacrifice for our sins
耶稣基督流血舍命
When he shed his blood and gave his life
成为一个死的祭物
Became a dead sacrifice
他真正死了
Because truly he has died
不是因为他的罪死
Not because of his sin
乃是因为你的罪因为我的罪他代替我们死
Because of your sin and my sin he substitutionally died
当耶稣基督死的时候
When Christ died
因为他的死解决了我们因为犯罪一定要死的这个结局
Because of his death he has solved the ending of our death because of sin
当耶稣基督死的时候
At the time when Christ died
他用死代替我们领受了罪的工价
He has used death to substitute our price of sin.
因为罪的工价乃是死
Because the wages of sin is death.
我犯罪
I sin.
基督担当我的罪。
Christ took away my sin.
基督为罪的缘故受审判。
For the sake of sin, he was judged.
就是代替你，代替我受审判。
To be substitutionally judged.
所以基督在审判之下死了。
So under the judgment, he died.
基督在审判之下接受了罪的工价。
And Christ under the judgment, he received the wages of sin.
神的愤怒。
And the wrath of God.
律法的咒诅。
And the curse of judgment.
我们应当受的刑罚。
That we must be punished.
都在基督的身上。
And all are in Christ.
但是基督不是死就完了。
But Christ just doesn't die and that's the end.
因为他死了第三天从死里复活。
But 3 days after his death, he resurrected.
耶稣基督死而复活之后。
And after he has resurrected.
他已胜过死亡的得胜。再活下去
standing in the victorious life they overcome death they continue to live
这样就成了新约的祭物与旧约的祭物绝对不同的地方
so then we see there's an absolute difference of New Testament sacrifice as compared to the Old Testament sacrifice
旧约的祭物死了就没有复活了
the Old Testament sacrifice died and never resurrected
新约耶稣基督祭物他是死而复活的祭物
in the New Testament Christ just died but then he resurrected
那我们在基督里蒙救恩的人
so we are saved in Christ
圣经说我们因信归入他的死
the Bible says that because of faith we enter into his death
我们因信归入他的复活
and also by faith we enter into his resurrection
所以一个真正的基督徒是与主同死与主同活的人
So a true Christian has died and resurrected together with Christ
我们在基督里我们向罪死
In Christ we die to sin
我们在基督里向义活
In Christ also we live to righteousness
我如今活着
Now that I live
是信靠耶稣基督
It is because I rely on him
就是为我死而活的主
The Lord who has died and resurrected for me
我现在与他一同活
Now that I live together with him
这样基督徒是在活在主的新生命里面
So we Christians are living in the new life of Christ
那活在新生命里面又怎么样侍奉呢
And living in the new life how can we serve him
我们是效仿我们的主
We copy his example
他献祭的时候
When he makes sacrifice
是把他自己的身体当作祭物来献给上帝
That he used his body as a sacrifice to offer to God
那借着永远的灵把自己献给上帝
And through the eternal spirit he offered himself to God
如同无瑕无疵的羔羊
Like a lamb with blemishes
这是希伯来书第九章第十四节里面告诉我
This Hebrews chapter 9 verse 14 that tell us
基督借着永远的灵把自己无瑕无疵的献给上帝
Christ through the eternal spirit without blemishes he offered himself to God
是自愿的
It is by will
他自己
He himself
乐意
willingly
甘心
willingly
把自己的身体
that his body
献上为祭
they make as a sacrifice to God
那这个侍奉是美得无比的
so this service is so beautiful
那当我们蒙上帝的慈悲感动
so when we are touched by the mercy of God
与主同死与主同活的人
those who die and resurrected together with him
照样献上自己的时候
the same thing we want to offer ourselves to God
这里说呢把身体献上当作活祭
here you say that you make ourselves a living sacrifice
为什么呢
why
因为死祭没有了
because there's no more death
我现在与主同死与主同活
Now I die and resurrected with Christ
现在我是个新我
I'm a new I
是复活了我
It's a resurrected I
与主同死与主同复活有的新我
This new I that dead and also resurrected with Christ
新我有一个这个身体
The new I has this body
这个身体从前
This body in the past
曾经献给罪作奴
It has been offered to be the slave of sin
这个身体里面的肢体
So this is a part of our body
曾经一样一样降服在罪的权柄下
one by one he has submitted to the power of sin
如今的不是
now it's different
如今我整个身体
now my whole body
与主同死与主同活
because he's dead and resurrected with Christ
所以这个复活的身体
so this resurrected body
是新我的这个身体
is the new I
每次我看我的身体的时候
when I see my body
我要爱惜它
I want to love it
因为我要对自己说
because I want to tell myself
你是用重价买回
yet it's redeemed with a great price
所以要在身体上荣耀上
so that in your body want to glorify him
我这个身体现在不是罪的奴仆
my body is no more the slave of sin
我这个身体不再是罪的工 工具。
My body is not but an instrument of sin.
我这个身体是圣灵居住的殿。
This body is the temple dwelt by the Spirit.
上帝居住的殿。
That is the temple God dwells.
所以基督徒不看自己的身体是一个这个臭皮囊。
So we Christians do not deem our body as a cup.
那是神所居住的身体。
But it's the temple dwelt by God.
所以我们的身体有一天会衰坏。
Because one day our body will deteriorate.
甚至会锈坏。
It'll also corrupt.
但主已经应许在主再来的时候把一个强壮的活活的身体赐给我们。
But God has promised us when He returns, He'll give us a strong body.
那么说我们得了一个五个特别的本质。
Then we have a five special nature.
是属天的。
It is heavenly.
是荣耀的。
It is glorious.
是强壮的。
It is strong.
是不朽坏的。
It is incorruptible.
是永远的。
It is eternal.
所以我们看到那个日子。
So when we see that day,
我们知道神的应许一定要成就。
We know that His promise must accomplish.
神的永生包括把一个新的身体赐给我们。
His eternal life, including that, He wants to give us new body.
这个身体就不要让它犯罪。
So now this body won't do any sin anymore.
我们献给上帝。
When we offer it to God.
成为义的工具。
Become the instrument of righteousness.
这个叫做侍奉。
This is God's service.
所以圣经告诉我们侍奉。
So the Bible tells about service.
继续不断让基督在我们身上造成显大。
It is a continuing want to manifest Christ in our body.
无论是生是死。
Whether it's life or death.
总要让基督在我的身上造成显大。
That Christ upon my body.Will be manifested.
所以侍奉包括什么？
So what does it include in service?
包括这个身体。
That include our body.
这个身体。
This body.
基督在我身上。
That Christ in my body.
在我这个身体上面。
In my body.
彰显他的伟大。
That you want to manifest His.
彰显他的能力。
His power.
彰显他的护。
To manifest His.
在我身上照常显大。
So that continually in my body continue to manifest.
所以把我的身体献给上
帝。When I offer myself to God.
这个叫做侍奉。
That's called service.
所以我要第二步跟他家长。身体的矛盾性跟宝贵性。
And the second step, I want to talk about you the preciousness and the paradox of a body.
有许多的基督徒不明白身体的奥秘。
Many Christians do not understand the mystery of body.
所以我们常常咒恨自己。
So many times we curse our body.
甚至我们盼望快快脱离这个身体。
And we want to get away from this body quickly.
这个身体是我们的累赘。
Because it is our bandage.
是我们的残累。
It is our this imprisonment.
是我们的重担。
It is our heavy load.
是我们的受监禁、受痛苦、受拖累。
So we are being imprisoned or we are being bound.
是吗？
Is it so?
身体是我们拖累吗？
And the body is our bondage.
身体是我们的拦阻吗？
It is our hindrance.
主啊，我要爱你，但是我的身体不要。
He said, God, I want to love you, my body doesn't want it.
对，耶稣在克西马尼园对雅各、彼得、约翰讲的话。
Like Jesus Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane, He told John and Peter,
你们的心灵愿意，但你们的肉体软弱。
Though your spirit desire, yet your body is weak.
所以有时候我们很讨厌自己的身体。
So many times we hate our own body.
快快死吧
！It will die soon.
我脱离这个身体。
So that I live this body.
我与主永远同在。
I'll be eternally with God.
没有这些的残累。
So I don't have these bondages.
我问你，没有身体好？
Is it good to be without body?
好不好啊？
Is it good?
没有身体的拖累好不好啊？
Is it good to be without with a bondage of the body?
好不好啊？
Is it good?
没有身体的拖累好不好啊？
Is it good to be without the bondage of the body?
你不回答，因为你没有身体，所以答不出来。
You never answer because if the body you can answer.
如果你答，你要用口，口是身体的一部分，所以你要用身体。
Because if you want to answer, you want to use your lips and that's part of my body.
我在问你，没有身体拖累好不好啊？
Is it good to be without the bondage of the body?
没有身体好不好啊？
Is it good to be without body?
那个没有身体拖累好，那个没有身体才不会有拖累，所以没有身体更好。
So it is good to be without body because without the body, without the bondage, that's good.
没有身体好不好？
Is it good to be
without body? 好不好？没有身体好啊。
Good, you say.
那你的身体不好啊。
So your body is not good then.
我下个礼拜我人来，身体不来，好不好？
Next year I'll come with myself without my body.
我的下个礼拜我来。
I say I come.
我的身体不来。
My body doesn't come.
我担保下个礼拜我来，你去。
I tell you what, next week I come as soon as you go.
你说今天唐先生、唐牧师只有灵来，身体不来，吓死我了。
He said this week, Reverend Tom, when you come with the spirit, it's so frightening.
所以你要感谢上帝。
So you want to praise God.
你有一个身体。
You have a body.
如果上帝给我在十年活在世界上。
If God allow me to continue to live for another 10 years.
也就是说我还有十年为主工作。
Within 10 more years, I can serve God.
那我十年的工作。
So my 10 years ministry.
就需要这个身体把我带来带去。
I need this body.To take me here and there.
对不对啊？ 我到美国去的时候
when I go to the States,
是我的灵去啊身体去啊
is it my spirit that go or my body goes
我的身体一动一同去对不对
because my spirit and my body goes
所以这个身体到底好不好、啊、
so is it good to be a body
好不好、啊、
is it good to have a body
身体如果不好
if it's not good with the body
上帝怎么要在身体里面成为他的殿
then how come that God also in body that turn to be his temple
身体如果好
if body is good
为什么我们在肉体中间常常叹息呢
what's that in body we sigh
我真苦啊
I suffer so much
谁能救我脱离这去世的身体
Who can deliver me from this the death of the body of death
身体好不好
Is it good to have a body
你说我越听越乱
You say I'm so confused
你没有听以前很懂
Before you heard about this you know it clearly
越不懂
But the more you hear the less you know
我告诉你今天就是很多基督徒自己以为什么都懂所以他什么都不懂
I tell you what, today a lot of Christians think that they know a lot of things and that's why they do not know anything at all.
当一个人开始感到自己不懂的时候就开始懂。
When a person begins to feel that he doesn't know, then he begins to feel also he knows.
这个叫做 paradox.
That's called a paradox.
好，大家聚会不要再走动了。
No more moving.
要迟到的人就坐在后面。
So when late, you sit at the back.
好，继续讲下去。那这个身体好不好啊
？So this body is good.
这叫做矛盾性。
This is called paradox.
这是 paradox,
paradox.
这是 conflicting,
是相冲突的。
我心灵愿意
，in the spirit we desire.
肉体软弱
，but the body is weak.
我心灵自由
，my heart is free.
肉体限制
，my body is
free. 我心灵很有精神
，there's spirit in the spirit.
肉体疲倦
，but the body is weak.
所以这个是很矛盾的事情
，paradoxical.
但是另外一方面来说
，but on the other hand,
如果没有身体
，if it's without body.
那上帝怎样在我们领受救恩的事情上给我们机会
So how can that in our salvation God give us the opportunity
你注意听这句话
Pay attention
就在你有身体的期间救恩的机会临到你
It is only when you are still alive with the body God has given this chance of salvation
你身体的时间结束的时候
When it comes to the end of the time of your body
救恩的机会也就对你来说结束了
So the chance of salvation also is ended for you
所以我告诉你
So I tell you
你不要以为死了以后有悔改的机会
Do not feel that after your death you have a chance of repentance
你不要以为死了以后还有听福音的可能
Do not think that when you die you still have a chance to listen to the gospel
就当你还有身体的这一段时间
At this period when you still have the body
这就是神施行救恩的机会的场所
This is also the occasion whereby God can do his salvation for us
所以你侍奉神的时候
So when it's the God
在有肉身中间有肉身的时期里面你侍奉神
In the period when you still have this body you serve God
当我死了以后
When you die
我不能再听了
I cannot hear
我就没有听福音的机会
Then there's no chance for me to listen to God
当我死了以后
When I die
我不能再看了
I cannot see
我不能再传了
I cannot preach
我就没有看见世界的需要传天上福音的可能
So I cannot see the need of the world and the possibility to preach the gospel of heaven
在这个身体里面
So in this body
隐藏着机会
It contains the opportunity
我再说在身体里面隐藏着机会
In the body it contains the opportunity
当身体的机会过了以后
When the opportunity goes in the body
你就离开时间的范围
When you leave the sphere of time
进到超时间的范围
Enter into the sphere that transcends time
时间的范围进到超时间的范围
In the realm of time you enter into the realm that transcends time
也就是从暂时进入永恒
Within in temporality you enter into eternity
我相信很多读过希腊文的人都知道
A lot of people who read Greek
希腊人把时间分成两种
The Greek has divided time into two categories
第一种叫做 Chronos
One is called Chronos
第二种叫做这个 Kairos
One is Kairos
那 Chronos 是什么呢
What's Kairos or Chronos
是机械式的进程时间
It's the mechanical procedure of time
or Kairos 是什么呢
What's Kairos
与进程没有关系但与永恒的意义发生关联的那个时刻
It is not related to the procedure but related to the eternal movement
那么昨天我跟陈佐仁教授谈话的时候
Yesterday we were discussing with Professor Chen
因为他刚在台湾回应世界最大的神学家之一 Mortman 的讲论
Because he was also responding to the monk's talk in Taiwan.
那么他写了一篇的论文。
He wrote an article.
他对我说，连 monk 们看了都非常尊重。
He said that even monk had very respected him.
那昨天谈话的时候，我们谈到晚上两点。
So we discussed until 2 a.m.
他说我吓了一跳，突然间 monk 提到一句话。
See, I was so astonished because monk mentioned one thing.
Monk 说的 chronos is pointing to the corruption.
The moment say that this 时间乃是指向败坏朽坏，
到那个最后的朽坏之上，
指向最后的朽坏。
时间就是在朽坏的肉身的这个范围里面，这个叫时间。
我觉得 Chronos is in this period or this realm of corruption。
他说我要再去查。
See, I want to check it。
那么我对陈教授说呢
？So I told Professor Chen。
我讲 moment 不会随便讲话。
I said moment would not say anything simple。
这个世界最大的神学家。
One of the most great theologian。
讲的一定是有道理的。
What he said must have a reason。
后来呢，这个陈教授就说
：So Prof Tan said。
是啊
，Yes。
这 Chronos 原来就是朽坏的神。
Chronos actually is a god of corruption。
所以这个呢，既有是希腊的最高的神
，The Zeus, the highest god of Greek，
还有海神
，And Neptune。
这个有时间的神
，and also the Chronos, God of Chronos.
这个 Chronos 是时间能够朽坏的神。
Chronos is the God which is corruptible.
所以我们在肉身中间呢
，so in our body,
这个时间最后是朽坏的。
And also at the end of time is corruption.
我说的只有 Kairos 跟永恒发生关系。
Only Kairos have a relationship with eternity.
Chronos 跟永恒没有发生关系。
Chronos doesn't have a relationship with eternity.
但是我们今天是谁呀
？But who are we today?
今天是暂时的 Chronos 里面。
In the temporal time,
唯一有永恒盼望的 Kairos 的人
，the only being that the hope of this Kairos eternity，
这是基督徒与非基督徒不同的地方。
That's the difference of Christian and non-Christian。
非基督徒
，non-Christian，
他们过了几十年以后就死了。
After a few decades, they die。
但是基督徒呢
？But Christians，
神把永生赐给我。
God has given to us eternity。
所以我们在 Chronos 的程序里面
，so in the procedure of Chronos，
我们有了 Kairos 的应许。
We have the promise of Kairos。
我们在暂时。的生活中间
in temporal life,
有了永恒的盼望
where the eternal hope,
怪不得 Søren R.B. Kierkegaard 这个丹麦的大神学家
No wonder this Danish this great philosopher
他讲一句话
He said
如果基督徒的盼望
He said if Christian hope
不是指向永恒的话
If not pointing to eternity
我们在地上做人就比非基督徒更可怜
Then we living in the world is more pitiful as to the non-Christian
感谢上帝
Praise God
这句话跟哥林多前书十五章遥遥相对。
This statement, as compared to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, they responded and echoed each other.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为保罗说，基督如果没有复活
，Because Paul said that if Christ is not resurrected，
我们的信仰是徒然。
Then our faith is in vanity。
基督如果没有复活
，If Christ has not resurrected，
我们传道也是枉然。
Then we preach in vanity。
基督的复活
，But the resurrection of Christ，
使我们有指望。
causes us to have hope
如果基督没有复活
if Christ has not resurrected
我们比众人更可怜
then we are more pitiful than all others
所以呢启克国在19世纪
so Kierkegaard in 19th century
从保罗在第一世纪
at Paul in the first century
提到两句话
mentioned two statements
因为基督的复活
because of resurrection
我们才有盼望
then we have hope
而启克国我们的盼望向永恒发出去的才有意义
Kierkegaard said that our hope also is projected to the future then it has meaning
感谢上帝
Praise God
你们这些的道理把它综合起来
All these things when you integrate them together
你看见什么呢
What do you see
永恒的我
The eternal I
懂得怎样处理暂时的我的生命
Know how to deal with the temporal world
The eternal me
The eternal me
can do the bestTo deal with my temporal body.
晓得怎样处理我暂时的身体。
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
把这个身体献上。
So this body, when you offer to God,
献上
offer it
当作活祭。
It's a living sacrifice.
这个身体
this body
在侍奉中间所能达到的
that in service what you can achieve
是最大的果效
is the highest result.
最近有一个人一年多没有见我。
And there's a person who haven't seen me for a year.
他们唐牧师这一年来你老了很多了。
He said, Reverend Tom, you have aged this year very fast.
我对他说我知道。
I said, I know.
这一年我做的工作比过去每一年都更重。
In this year, I've done much things as compared to in the past.
而且一直带着病做工。
And so with also a sickness, I do my thing.
当然我老了很多了。
Of course, I have age.
我知道了。
I know.
但在这一年中间，
But in this year,
我用我这个身体，
using this body,
跑了多少地方？
How many places I went?
讲了多少道？
How many sermons I preached?
花了多少气力？
How many breaths I took?
可能是别人用身体用几十年没有达到。
Maybe as compared to people who have spent their body for decades and not achieved it one year.
所以我很甘愿。
So I'm willing.
为什么呢？
Why?
我的本很少，利很多。
With small capital, I earn much.
在一年中间，今年至少我对五十万人讲道。
In this single one year, at least I preach to 500,000 people.
那么老有什么事？
Of course, it doesn't matter.
不要
紧。Never mind.
为什么呢？
Why?
不讲也会老的。
Because if you don't preach, also you age.
不做也会老的。
If you don't do anything, you age.
老得慢一点。
More slowly.
现在我老得快一点。
Now I age fast.
但是在一年中间，
But in that one year,
我做了很多人做十年都做不完的工作。
I've done a lot of things that people have not finished in 10 years.
算什么的？
What can you say?
这就是身体的事。
That's the body's service.
你把你的身体当做活祭献上。
Your body as a living sacrifice you offer to God.
在身体的劳碌中间。
Then in the labor of a body.
把永恒的价值做出来。
You want to do the eternal value.
你们这样侍奉。
When you serve in this manner.
是什么呢？
What is that?
是圣洁的
，It is holy，
是上帝所喜悦
，It is pleasing to God，
是理所当然
，It is reasonable。
再听一次
，One more time，
是圣洁的
，Holy，
是上帝所喜悦的
，Pleasing to God，
是理所当然
，Reasonable。
一、二、三。感谢上帝
，Praise God。
为什么说这样的侍奉是圣洁的？
Why is it that we say this actually is a holy one?
这个身体不是拿去做犯罪的工作。
Because this body is not sinning.
是拿去做侍奉上帝的工作。
But to serve God.
偷东西的人用不用身体啊？
A one who steal, does he use the body?
有没有用身体啊？
Does he use?
对不对呢？
Yes, he use.
身体用了哈。对不对？
Body to steal.
当他偷东西的时候，
so when he steals,
他用手去偷。
He used hand to steal.
身体用的。
The body is used.
是活祭吗？
Is it a living sacrifice?
不是。
No.
是侍奉吗？
Is it service?
不是。
No.
是什么呢？
What is that?
是放纵。
It is letting loose of lust.
是放纵。
Is losing of lust.
是没有控制的自由。
It is uncontrolled freedom.
是的，与罪又发生关系的。
It is having a relationship with sin.
所以当一个人偷东西的时候，
So when a man steals,
他用了身体。
He used the body.
一个人说谎的时候，
Oh, I know lie.
有没有用身体啊？
Does he use the body?
有没有啊？
Does he use the body?
啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪
So when it's still,
身体跟罪在一起。
The body is related to the body.
一说谎。
When it lies.
身体跟罪在一起。
The body is connected to the body.
当他一打人的时候。
When it beat others.
身体跟犯罪在一起。
The body is related to sin.
当他犯奸你的时候。
When it commits adultery.
他的身体跟罪在一起。
The body is connected with sin.
那么那是是不是用身体啊？
Is it using body?
是。
Yes.
是不是侍奉啊？
Is it service?
不是。
No.
是不是圣洁？
Is it holy?
不是。
No.
所以你看见没有？
So you see.
无论如何
no matter what,
你的身体怎样活动
no matter how you act with the body,
只有两个可能性
only two possibilities.
第一个可能性 First, 在圣洁中间侍奉上
in holiness you serve God,
第二
the second,
在污秽中间你站上
in filthiness you go against God.
当你用你身体的时候
when you use the body,
你用圣洁的行动来彰显上帝的旨意
You can use a holy act to manifest the glory of God.
或是你用情欲的冲动去增加自己的罪。
Or using your lust to increase sin.
第二样。
The second.
当你用身体的时候。
When you use your body.
你做得好就是讨上帝的喜悦。
When you do good, you please God.
你用身体犯罪的时候。
When you use body to sin.
你就是讨魔鬼的喜悦。
You please Satan.
你使上帝的公义临到你
then God's righteousness will come to you
你做了上帝所恨恶的事情
because you do things that God hates
你做了撒旦所喜爱的事情
and things that Satan pleases
基督徒不应当如此
Christians don't be such
我们只能做神所喜悦
we can only think you do things that please God
主啊你所爱的我也爱
God what you love I love
你所恨的我也恨
what you hate I hate
你所要拯救的，我愿意去拯救。
What you want to save, I save. I want to save.
你愿意拒绝的，我去拒绝。
What you want to reject, I will reject.
The Reformed theology invites all Christians to think of the God's thinking, to feel of the God's feeling, to act of the God's planning, and to do of the God's work.
归正之心乃是愿意我们照着神所想的去想，照着神所爱的去爱，照着神所恨的去恨。
照着神的旨意去行事。
And we do according to God's will.
照着神的计划去生。
And so we live according to the plan.
所以你把生命献上当作活祭的时候。
So when you make sacrifice to my Father,
是圣洁的侍奉。
It is holy service.
是讨上帝喜悦的事。
It's a pleasing service.
第三样。
The third.
是理所当然的事。
It is a reasonable service.
God deserves this kind of ministry.
神是配得这样的侍奉的。
God deserve our offering.
神配得我们的献上。
God deserve our living sacrifice.
神配得我们的活祭。
主啊，我把生命献给你。
Lord, I give my life to you.
主啊，我把身体献给你。
Lord, I give my body to you.
我这样做不是功劳。
This kind of doing is not a merit.
不必夸口。
We don't boast.
没有什么我自己的荣耀。
Nothing of my own glory.
我是应该的。
Is it only by reason of
God? 主耶稣说真正的侍奉是怎么样的？
What kind of service has Christ said?
尽心尽力做主人要你做的。
Do with all your heart, your mind, what your master wants you to do.
做完了以后
After done it,
对你的主人说
You tell your master,
我本来就是应该侍奉。
I only but have to serve in this manner.
这个叫做服侍。
That's called service.
感谢上。
Praise God.
当我差不多28岁的时候
When I was 28,
有一次呢，我在一个城市讲道。
There was one in the city I was preaching.
那我第一次到那个城市。
The first time I went to that city.
想不到第三天的整个聚会满到一个位置都没有。
On the third day, the whole place was packed.
那么聚会有八天。
But there was 8 days consecutively.
第四天加了很多椅子。
So when the fourth day, they added chairs.
第五天加更多椅子。
And all chairs.
第六天的讲台座位都坐满了。
Even the stage was filled with people.
第六天、第七、第八天。
The sixth, seventh, eighth day.
连窗口外面都加了很多的椅子、桌子，垫得高高，人坐在上面，从外面听进。
Even outside the window, they put tables upon table. People watch from outside.
可以说呢，那个城市的华人的社会都轰动起来。
We can say that it shook the whole Chinese community.
许多人信主。
A lot of people came to Christ.
教会大大复兴起。
And the church was revived.
但当我讲完道以后
After my sermon,
我要下讲台的时候
When I want to leave the pulpit,
有一个 老人姐妹都是走向
There was an old lady who came.
她走到前头
Came forward.
匆匆跌跌走路不稳面上很忧愁
But with a sad heart,
我看见两行眼泪滴下来
I see there were two tears.
她一见到我
When she saw me,
他说唐弟兄那个时候我还不是牧师
He said, Brother Tom, because at the time I was not a pastor yet,
才28岁
28
但我可以不可以同你讲几句话
Can I speak to you a few words?
我哪里可以说不可以
Of course, I cannot say no
我说你有什么话要讲
I said, is there anything you want to tell me?
我说好像你很辛苦很难过你到底发生什么
I said, you feel very sorrowful and said, what happened to you?
他一直摇头不讲话
She was shaking her head
我们坐下来我跟你谈
Let us sit down, I'll talk to you
然后当我坐下的时候
So when I was seated
我抓住他的时候他说我的孩子很像你
You say my son is like you
很像我为什么要哭呢
Like me, why cry?
有一个孩子像我也不错嘛
You have a son like me, it's not too bad
我就不明白他哭什么
So I don't understand why she cried
我说你的孩子很像我
I say your son is like me
那你为什么很难过
Why say you feel sad?
他什么都像你
Everything she's like
什么都像又难过我更明白更明白
Everything is like me, why say you feel sad?
那年龄像你
The age is like you.
他的身材像。
The height is like you.
他的性格像。
The temperament is like you.
面孔有一点像。
The face is a little bit like you.
那越讲越像，越像像像，我讲糟糕，我这个那个人到底是谁呢
？I say, who is that person who is so much like me?
那么你的孩子还有什么
？What else about your son?
他说他什么都像。
In all things, he's like you.
那我心里想，可能死了。
Maybe.He's dead.
所以看见我出景生情
So when she saw me, she feels sad.
好像看见她的孩子
Like seeing her own son.
所以我就问她你的孩子在我不讲是在哪里我就是再让她自己讲
So I said, is your son somewhere? I didn't continue that.
我如果是在天堂她说不是糟糕了
Because I cannot say he's in heaven. No, because if not, then that's bad.
我 你的孩子在哪里在她自己讲
I said, your son is and then she continued.
她说她在讲她
Jakarta.
那我现在在贾卡塔外边2500公里。
So now I'm outside of Jakarta about 2500 kilometers.
我的孩子在贾卡塔。
She said that my son is in Jakarta.
那你的孩子健康吗？我想大概不是死就是病。
I said it is not the baby, then maybe it's sick.
所以他很难过。很健康
He's very healthy
就像你一样健康
Like you, so healthy
那我真的莫名其妙又像我又健康哭什么
So I don't know how to answer her
是不是他看我很可怜所以哭得半死
Is he that she's probably so pitiful
我有什么好可怜
What's there to be pitiful for me
你的孩子为什么
What happened to your son
他说他什么都像
Yeah, all things like you
身材像
Hat
高度像
你 height is like you
年龄像
你 age like you
也很聪明
very clever
但他完全与你不一样的是什么呢
what is that he's totally different from you
你用你的身体拼命做上帝的
you use a body to work hard for the Lord
他用他的身体拼命犯罪
but he used his body to sin much
觉得我明白了
now I understand
那他犯什么罪
what kind of sin
他赌博
gambling
他嫖女人
also the prostitution
他抽烟
these are smoke
他喝酒
drink
他什么罪都犯
all sins
他年龄像你
It's like you.
他身材像你
A person like you.
我看见你站在台上
When I see you standing on the pulpit.
年纪轻轻
The age is so young.
非常有力量
With power.
你做的工作
What you do.
是劝人行善
And ask you to be
传讲上帝的道
Preach the word of God.
是做青年人的榜样
And also the example of young
people. 我的孩子什么都像你
My son, all things are like you.
但是他也什么都不像
But he's not like you at all.
他用他的身体犯罪作恶
Using his body, he do all evil
所以我听你讲道想他我哭得不
行 So when I listen to you I think of him I cry
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters
他讲完一直流眼泪
After that she continued to cry
好像自来水一直流下来
Like a tap water
我很盼望地把他的眼泪放在一个杯里面
How I wish to put tears in the cup
盖起来
And then close it
飞到加加塔
And then fly to Jakarta
告诉他的孩子说
And tell the son
看啊你母亲的眼泪
See your tear no matter
为你这么难过
She has to say so much for you
为你这么痛苦
And also suffer for you
叫他跪下来
You must kneel down
祷告
Pray
我或者去把他的孩子带到他母亲面前
Or I can bring the son to the mother
你看吧爱你的人
See the one who loves you
为你哭到这个地
Who has cried so much for you
带得太远
But too far
我就与他一同祷告
So I pray together with her
亲爱的弟兄
My dear brothers and sisters
今天晚上我奉主的名告诉你
Tonight in the name of God I tell you
你的身体不是
Your body is not
我的身体不是我的
It's not mine or
我
my body
不可随便用我的自由背负我的身体
I cannot simply use my freedom to deal with the body.
我不可随便听我的身体的指挥，让它放纵。
I cannot simply do according to what my body desires to sin.
我如果随便的吸毒
，if I were to take drugs，
就让我的身体快快死。
Then my body will die quickly.
我如果放纵情欲
，if I were to let loose my lust，
让我的身体羞辱主。
So my body will put God's sin.
让我的身体可能染上重的疾病。
Maybe my body will contract.
如果让我的身体抽烟喝酒做许多不对的事
，if I would have my body to this gamble to drink and all wrong things that I do，
这个身体会锈坏。
This body will corrupt.
成为一个人羞辱主名，成为撒旦使用的一个工具。
Become a tool used by Satan to put God's name to shame.
但我要怎样对付我的身体
？How can I deal with my body？
主啊，慈悲的主
，Mercy God，
你感动我
，Touch my heart，
我把我身体献上
My body I offer to you
当作活祭
As living sacrifice
献给你
Offer to you
为你而活
Living for you
使你的荣耀在我身上彰显出
So the glory upon my body can be manifested
使你的旨意透过我的身体的行动遵行出来
That your will through my body's action can be manifested
使你拯救世人的计划
So your plan to save all men
透过我肯去传扬使人听见你的。
To me that I preach to all people can hear your gospel.
什么时候呢
？When.
当你还有身体的这段。
When you have that body.
当你没有身体的时候。
When we are without body.
或者你的身体不能有正常功用的时候。
Your body cannot have a normal functioning.
你心说主啊。
Then how is it, Lord?
我要去。
I want to go.
你的脚不能动了。
Your leg cannot move.
我要做。
I want to do.
你舌头不能做了。
Your hand cannot do.
我要传。
I want to preach.
你的口不能讲。
Your lips cannot sing.
我要为主工作。
I will work for my Lord.
你的思想已经不能正用。
Your thought cannot be functioning normally.
主啊。
Lord,
求你给我有身体的时间。
Let me have this time when I have the
time. 面对 Chronos 的死亡。
Time when I face the Chronos corruption.
抓住 Kairos 你的应许。
I catch up with Kairos your promise.
面向永恒。
To face eternity.
好好用这个暂时的身体。
Using this temporal body.
来做永恒的工作。
To do eternal work.
大概1977年。
About in 1977,
我在这个东马的塞布广场布道。
I was preaching in Cebu, this is Malaysia.
一万个人在广场。
Preaching with 10,000 people.
听我讲到。
Listen to me.
到最后一天还没讲到以前。
When they come to the last day before the preaching,
有一个人说：“唐牧师，你要不要为一个人祷告
？”There was a person who came to me and said, "Brother, do you want to pray for one person?"
这个人只有20多岁吧。
20 or plus.
他快要死了。
He's dying.
他死以前你能不能为他祷告
Before he died, can you pray for him?
我说为什么二十多岁会死
I said, why is he dying at age so young?
因为他自杀
Because he commits suicide.
我说为什么二十多岁你还是自杀
So why is he commit suicide at such a young age?
因为他失恋
Because he had been jilted.
为什么失恋要自杀
Why you want to kill yourself when you
大家跟着说失恋要再恋大家说失恋要再恋失恋不是自杀大家说失恋不是自杀失恋要再恋大家说
失恋要再
恋不要不好意思啊你失恋以后
After you've been jilted,
不要随便再恋
But do not have another
等候上帝的旨意再恋
Wait to the God and then you can love again
不要自暴自弃
But do not give up yourself
他自杀
She commits suicide
我说问他怎么自杀
How did she commit suicide
他吃毒老死的药
She did the red poison
那个叫白光
白光
整瓶喝下去
The whole bicycle.
你喝下去以后
After she's taken,
这个嘴唇
the whole lip,
口腔
also the mouth,
食道
胃 and to the stomach,
这个烂掉
了
烂糟糕了没有办法把它医好
No way to heal her.
所以医生有各样的办法给他解毒
So the doctor used all the antidotes, but too late.
整条烂掉了
The whole esophagus was
rotting. 挣扎八天没有死
So she struggled for 8 days and died.
所以我说好，我为他祷告。
I said, okay, I'll pray for her.
当我走到他房间的时候
so I went to her room.
看见这个都是好像疮疤还没有好的样子，烂得不得了。
See that the whole mouth is rotting.
我看了难过得不得了。
I feel so sad.
我几乎没有看过一个年轻的女孩子这个样的面孔。
I've never seen such a young girl with such a face.
当她那几天知道我在广场布道
，So that few days when she knew that I was preaching there.
她也曾到教会
，She has been to the church.
所以她很愿意看布道会
，So she liked to attend.
但是躺在那边
，But then she
快要死了。这个嘴都烂掉了
and also rotting with the mouth.
整个食道烂掉
了
胃有一半烂掉了
so also half of the stomach is rotting.
他一看到我进来
When she saw me,
人家说这个是汤牧师
They said this is Reverend Tom.
他把他眼睛眼泪一直流一直流睁大大一直看着
Tears roll down from the cheek.
后来呢我也不知道要对他讲什么
so I don't know what to say to her.
他呢为我祷告
pray for me
为我祷告
pray for me
我说是的我为你祷告
I said yes I'm praying for you.
我祷告完了
After praying,
他讲几句话
She said a few words,
如果我好了
If I'm healed,
我奉献做传道
And I dedicate myself to the preacher,
如果主医治我
If Lord heals me,
我好了
I'm healed,
我要做传道
I want to be a preacher,
我这么回答
How did I answer?
我说愿主的旨意成就
May the will of God be accomplished,
你顺服他
You submit to him.
如果你好
If you are healed,
愿主使用你
May God use you.
如果主不给你好
If the Lord doesn't heal you,
你现在预备见他
Now prepare your heart to see him.
三天以后他离开世界
Three days later she died.
他离开世
界 She died.
神不给他机会
God doesn't give her another opportunity.
上帝曾经给他一个很好的身体
God has given her a good body.
他把身体当作败坏的工具
But she used her body as a tool of corruption.
上帝曾经给她一个很好的嘴唇。
God has given her a good lip.
她用毒药把嘴唇弄烂掉。
But she has used the poison to rot them also.
如果她的嘴唇
with the lip
还好好的
is good,
还可以献为活祭
it can be a living sacrifice.
还可以传道
that it can bring,
还可以令人归主
that it can bring people to Christ.
她烂掉的嘴唇
when it is rot.
然后说为我祷告
and then she prayed for me.
我好了以后
when I'm healed,
我要做传。
I want to be a preacher.
我告诉你
I tell you,
你要做什么
What do you want to do?
你以为是你决定的吗
You think you decide for it?
你要做什么
What do you want to do?
是你自己意志的果效吗
That is a result of your will.
你要做什么
That what you want to do?
是你有权柄吗
That you have that authority?
圣经告诉你
The Bible says,
我有神有绝对的主权
Only God has an absolute sovereignty.
当有一天神问这个人说
When one day God would ask this
person, 我曾经给你一个好的身体
I have given you a good body.
你把它搞成怎么样
But you make such a state.
我曾经给你一个很好的嘴唇
I have given you a good lip.
你把它弄成怎么样
But we are rotten it.
我曾经给你四肢的活动
I have given you limbs to move.
你做什么
But what have you done?
我曾经给你很好的头脑
I have given you a good mind, brain.
你想什么
What do you think?
我曾经给你一对很好的眼睛。
I've given you a good pair of eyes.
你看什么
？What do you see?
我曾经给你很好的耳朵。
I've given you good ears.
你听什么
？What have you heard?
我曾经给你很好的口才。
I've given you good eloquence.
你说怎样的话
What have you spoken?
求主可怜。
Pray to God mercy.
求主给我们今天说主啊。
They can say, Lord.
当我还有这个身体的时候。
When I still have this body.
在身体存在的这几十年。
In this decade when my body exists.
接近我。
Cleanse me.
重生我。
Regenerate.
提醒我。
Remind me.
光照我。
Illuminate.
苏醒我。
Enlighten me.
使我把我的身体献上当作活祭。
So my body can be offered as a living sacrifice.
是一个圣洁的活祭。
Holy.
是讨主喜悦的活祭
A sacrifice pleasing to God
是一个永远荣耀上帝的活祭
sacrifice that forever glorifies God
我如此侍奉乃是理所当然
My such service also is reasonable
你愿意不愿意
Are you willing?
你的身体
Your body
没有人可以替代的
No one can make a sacrifice
当身体不存在的时候
When the body doesn't exist anymore
结束了
It ends
最后
Finally
我要跟大家讲身体与永恒
I want to talk to you about body and eternity
身体与赦罪
body and the forgiveness of sin
身体与侍奉
body and service
这些的关联在哪里
and what's the connection
当我的身体还在
when my body is still there
我犯罪
I sin
那么神怎么拯救我呢
and how does God save me
神就使基督也成为身体
the Christ also become a body
用他无罪的身体代替我有罪的身体死
and that sinless body replaced my sinful body and died
你看到没有
so you see
这样公义、so 啊、现在讲的这几点所以很多的书里的书没有人提到
many books never mention about this、
啊、我要特别讲出来
I want to especially mention to you
所以你特别注意听
pay attention
我在身体中犯罪
in body I sin
耶稣基督
Christ Jesus
在身体中定罪
in body he was condemned
大家跟着说一二三我在身体中犯罪，基督在身体中定罪，请你注意。第二样
，The second，
我在身体中的赦罪
，In the flesh I'm forgiven，
那是基督在身体中完成赦罪的恩。
Christ also in the flesh accomplished the grace of salvation。
耶稣在什么时候完成救恩呢
？When did Christ accomplish salvation？
在永恒中吗
？In eternity？
在还没道成肉身里
？Before he incarnated？
不是
，No。
耶稣要在道成肉身的阶段里面，在世界做人的时候才能完成。
It is in that period of incarnation when he was living in the earth, he accomplished the salvation.
所以我在身体中犯罪。
So in my body I sin.
基督在我身体中，在身体中为我定罪。
Christ also in the flesh was condemned.
我在身体中犯罪。
In my flesh I sin.
基督在身体中成全赦罪的恩典。
Christ also in the flesh accomplished the forgiving grace.
不是以前
Not before that.
不是以后
Not after that.
上帝可以完成救恩
God can accomplish salvation.
是不是他有能力
Is it that he has power?
有
Yes.
但是上帝用基督道成肉身来做人在人的肉身中间死的事情上才完成救恩
But God has used that event whereby Christ incarnated and also in that body he accomplished salvation.
所以耶稣基督
So Christ Jesus
在这一个诗篇里面告诉我们
In some he tell us
我来了
I come
我要遵行你的旨意
To do your will
你已经为我预备了身体
You have prepared this body for me
在希伯来书第十章第七节
In Hebrews chapter 10 verse 7
引用诗篇的话说
When he called the Psalm
当耶稣到世界上来
When Christ came to the world
他说上帝啊
He said Lord
我来了
I come
是要遵行你的旨意
It's accomplish your will
你曾经为我预备了身体
You prepared this body for me
他为上帝给他预备一个人的身体而感谢
They give thanks because God has prepared for him a body
因为在肉身中间为我们定了罪案
So in the flesh he was condemned
这是罗马书第三章
Romans chapter 3 says
基督在肉身中间为我们定了罪案
Christ Jesus in the flesh was condemned on my behalf.
后来保罗怎么说呢
？Paul did say,
我的肉身中相信基督。
In my flesh, I believe in Christ.
他是为我舍命，爱我，为我舍命。
He has renounced his life and loved me, and also for my sake, he gives life.
我的肉身中犯罪。
In my flesh, I sin.
基督在肉身中为我定罪。
Christ in my flesh was condemned on my behalf.
我的肉身中犯罪。
In my flesh, I sin.
耶稣的肉身中。解除罪恶
Christ also in the flesh resolved the problem of sin
完成救恩
accomplished salvation
感谢上帝
Praise God
第三样
The third
我如果在肉身中间没有认罪
If I were not to confess my sin in flesh
永永远远不得赦罪
Forever I would not be forgiven
你注意听这句话
Pay attention to this
If I do not confess my sin during my period of existence in the temporality in my flesh
如果我这个暂时的这身体里面没有承认我罪，
在这一段有身体存在的时间里面，
so in this period of time whereby I have the body's existence，
我如果不认罪，
have no compassion，
I will bring my sin forever and ever， will never be able to be erased or to be forgiven。
我会把我的罪带到永恒里面，不会被涂抹，也不会被赦免。
所以你在肉身中犯罪，
so when you sin in that body，
基督在肉身中被定罪，
Christ also in the body was condemned，
使救赎在肉身中被成全，
so that the salvation in the body has been accomplished。
你就在肉身中间认罪，
so that you must confess sin in the body，
在肉身中不认罪，
so if you don't confess sin in the body，
你的罪就永远不得赦免，
your sin forever will be forgiven。
你离开肉身存在的时刻，
so when you leave this period of the existence of body，
你的罪还没有赦免，
your sins are not forgiven yet，
你就把罪带进永恒中间，
you bring your sin to eternity，
因为永恒中间
in eternity
没有肉身，
there's no flesh，
没有赦罪的可能，
no possibility of forgiveness。
你现在开始就悟到肉身的重要性，
so now you begin to understand the importance of the body。
如果我没有肉身，
if I didn't have the body，
我怎样做见证？
how can I testify？
如果我没有肉身，
if I without body，
我怎样得赦罪？
how can I be forgiven？
如果肉身中间我不认罪，
if in the body I do not confess my sin，
我罪带到永恒中间去，
I bring my sin to eternity，
那么我的罪还得赦免，
then my sin can be forgiven，
我的罪永远不能得赦免，
eternity cannot be forgiven。
所以你看见肉身的重要性，
so you see the significance of body。
许多的宗教都咒诅肉身，
a lot of religions curse the body。
只有基督教告诉我们，我的肉身身中间的祸主，
only the Christianity will tell that we live in flesh，
是信靠上帝的事，
also depend on the grace of God，
他是爱我，
he loves me，
为我设计，
and also give his
life， 我的肉身中间，
in my body，
靠着耶稣得胜，
depend on Christ，
我的肉身中间，
in my body，
享受神给我的荣耀，
and enjoy the glory，
我的肉身中间，
in my body，
我的罪得的赦免，
my sins are forgiven，
肉身的重要性。那么你说我们以后没有肉身怎么办？
So in the future without our body what to do now？
不要紧，
never mind，
那时候我们的罪得赦免，
our sins are triumphed，
我们进入永恒的中间，
that we enter into eternity。
但那时在永恒中间不再有罪所牵挂所约束的人，
because in eternity you are no more troubled by sin，
他们都在肉身之中先认罪才进永恒，
because first they have confessed sin when they still have a body then they enter into eternity。
为什么在肉身中间他们认罪得赦免？
why is that when they confess in the body and their sins are forgiven？
因为耶稣基督曾经在肉身中间定罪案，在肉身中间被钉死，在肉身中间担当我们的罪，
because Christ Jesus has been condemned also taken our sins in the body。
感谢上帝，
praise God。
这样基督教看重这个身体，
so Christianity place emphasis on the body，
基督教尊重神给我们身体，
and also respect the body given to us by
God。 我有这个身体，
I have this body，
我在这个身体中间认罪，
in this body I confess my sin。
我有这个身体，
with this body，
我在今生得着赦罪，
in my life my sins are forgiven。
我有这个身体，
with this body，
在这个身体中间荣耀上帝，
in this body I want to glory God。
我有这个身体，
with this body，
我在这身体中间传扬上帝的福音，
in this body I want to preach the gospel of God，
见证上帝，
testify his word。
我的口献上，
and also my mouth，
我的手献上，
my hand I give to God，
我的脚献上，
my leg I offer to God，
我的身体献上，
my body I offer to God，
我的心献上，
my heart I offer to God，
我把我献上，
I offering me to God。
这个是我自我里面的两个元素，
so these are two elements of the I，
the subject me，
主体的我，
and the object me，
而这个课题的我，
my existence，
我的存在，
is existence in itself and existence to itself，
乃是存在在自我跟对自我。
I am a being，
我是一个活物。
This is a living being，
这是个活物。
Is a subjectively being，
这是一个主体性的活物。
This is also a being to deal with my own objective being，
也同时是一个处理我这个课题存在的恶魔。
God， I present myself to you，
神啊，我把自己献给你。
I present，
我把自己献给你。
So、I am the presenter，
我是奉献者。
I present myself，
我把自己献给你。
I'm also the presented one，
我也是被献的。
我把自己献给上帝的时候
，I offer myself to God，
是出于神的慈悲。
It is from His mercy，
神的慈爱。
God's love，
神的圣灵的感动。
God's touching with the Spirit，
我的乐意，我主动把我被动的献上。
So I took initiative personally to offer myself to God。
我的身体献上，
I offer my body
当作活祭，
as a living sacrifice。
主啊，求你用我，
God use，
用我的身体，
use my body
成你的工具，
so as an instrument，
用的口，
use my mouth
赞美你，
to praise you，
用我的舌头，
use my tongue
传扬你，
to preach about you，
用我的手，
use my hand
帮助人，
to help people，
用我的脚，
use my legs
到远方去，
to go to far away places，
使人归向你，
so that people will bring to God。
感谢上帝，
praise God。
当你还有这个身体，
when you have this body，
好好用它，
use it nice，
好不好？ 好好用你的身体。
Use your body well.
我现在不是有什么本钱。
I don't have any capital.
但我有这个身体。
I have this body.
所以我这个身体每个礼拜天早上我就用它在加卡塔做工。
So this body, every Sunday morning, I use it to do God's work in Jakarta.
这个身体礼拜天就对他们2000人做工。
So every Sunday, I use this body to preach to 2000 people.
我就把这个身体带到飞机上到新加坡去。
This body, I bring with the airplane and then go to Singapore.
礼拜天下午我就对另外差不多1000多人做工。
And in the afternoon, I preach another 1000.
我把这个身体礼拜一就带到香港去。
This body on Monday, I bring it to Hong Kong.
又在差不多一千人做工，
就1000。
礼拜我把它带到这个台北。
And Tuesday I bring this body to Taipei.
礼拜三把它带到吉隆坡。
And Wednesday come to the Kuala Lumpur.
礼拜四再把它带到印尼去。
And also on Thursday I bring it back to Indonesia.
有时候我把这个身体带到美国去。
So I bring this body
带到法国去。
To France,
带到 New Zealand 去。
To New Zealand.
有这个身体
，with this body
成为活祭。
You become a living
sacrifice. 这个身体
this body
成为工具。
Become an instrument.
这个身体
this body
成为上帝的器。
Become the instrument of God.
请问
，I ask
你的身体做什么？
What are you doing with the body?
谁用的
？Who use it?
用做什么
？For what?
对谁产生什么效用
？To whom? What kind of result it produces?
Who is using your body?
谁用你的身体
？What is the function of the body?
你的身体有什么功能呢？
求主怜悯我们。
May God have mercy on us.
把身体献上。
We offer our body.
当作活祭。
As living sacrifice.
你们如此侍奉
Such an act of worship
是圣洁的
is holy
上帝也纳
pleasing
是理所当然
as a reasonable
当你把这一节真明白以后
So when you truly understand this verse
那你的一生
and your whole life
你的不一样了
it's different
你就好好顾惜身体
you will treasure your body
好用身体
use your body
好选择身体应当拥有上帝的应当是什么
and also selecting that can glorify God
感谢上帝
praise God
将人见到你
So when people see you
人因你握手人看你的笑脸
when see smile
人听你的讲话
talking,
人接触你的生活
when come to your life,
人细察你的行为
when examine your life,
他们在你身上看见上帝的荣耀
upon you, they see the glory of God.
从你口中听见神的话
In your lips, listen to the word of God.
从你的行为看见神的引导
In your conduct, they see the guidance of God.
你愿意不愿意
Are you willing?
主啊我在这里
Lord I'm here
我是活祭
I'm a living sacrifice
我献给你
I want to offer myself
因为本来万有是本于你
Because all things are from you
依靠你
Through you
归于你的
And to you
愿一切荣耀归于上帝
All glory be to God
我们低头祷告
That's our prayer